Case number 9665, Todd and Kelly Fritchman, southeast of Hebron Road, east of Harmony Road, being lot 9, block 1 within Shockley subdivision. A variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Todd Fritchman, President, Envirotech Environmental Consulting, number 10, South Lake Terrace, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
You swear testimony about to give true correct testimony?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. I'm here to acquire a variance for lot number 9, Hebron Road. I do have some exhibits to provide to the board. Under background information, lot number 9, Hebron Road, was purchased under contract as a commercially zoned lot. I believe it was C1. On October 29th, 2004, the objective of the purpose of the purchase was to construct a storage and operations facility for Envirotech Environmental Consulting Incorporated. The lot boundaries were verified and staked out by Mearstone Engineering, as shown on Appendix A. Meridian Engineering was contracted to stake out the footprint of the building in the area designated as buildable by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission in accordance with the setbacks. There are two different engineering firms used because Mearstone was unavailable to set the stake out the building itself. They were 4 to 6 weeks out. We had a commitment on construction time with our builder, so therefore Mearstone provided Meridian with all their information, and they set the parameters for the building. Building construction began December 4th, 2005, and then upon completion, Mearstone Engineering conducted the final building and site survey, and the results were not in accordance with the original survey site plan. The building was placed over the setbacks as described. The front yard, the left corner facing Hebron Road, that normal setback of 50 feet from the road, the survey resulted in 49.3 feet, the 0.7 deviation there. The side yard location, right corner facing Hebron Road, adjacent to lot 8, the west side of the building, the setback is 5 feet. Survey results indicated a 0.29 foot deviation. And the side yard location, the right back corner, closest to lot number 24 and 25, again a 5 foot setback with a deviation of 0.06 feet. In conclusion, if we had to move the building, obviously we'd have to tear it down. It's on concrete slab. It's an approved aquatic management, algicide and herbicide storage facility, approved by the fire marshal, EPA, and so forth. That cost would be at about $175,000. Therefore, we are requesting a variance for relief of those setbacks. We do have existing condition photos included in this that show the adjacent lots, one of which, the one on the left, we do have that lot also under contract. Where that will be used as increased parking and storage.
Property to the right vacant?
Yeah, well, that's a tough question to answer. There was a tenant that seemed to have disappeared, but there tends to be people that stay there transient on an evening basis.
That's the one with the old house?
Yes, sir. Yes. I don't think that there is a legal tenant, so to speak, but it is, there's someone there just about every evening.
Okay.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
He's talking about 0.7 feet, 0.29, 0.06 variances in the book, but on the application, it's much greater. What's the difference there?
Mr. Chairman, would you let me explain that?
Yes.
Please.
Okay. The original application that was approved months ago, add on to this property was in C1. However, he was granted as, you know, setbacks would have been for C1. However, he didn't meet those setbacks. So upon looking further on the maps and pulling up on the, you know, for some reason, it's really a GR district. It's not zone commercial. So actually, this has to go into variance for as it would be in the GR district.
Okay.
So it's 10-foot setbacks from side rear, mm-hmm. and it would be meet the front yard setback of 40 feet. However, they were called. I spoke to the lady and told them that conditional use is going to have to be filed. Why it had C1 originally, why they bought it, was told C1. Looking on the map, it's GR. This section, just a few lots here, is GR. The information of Mr. Lang went ahead and spoke to the same lady I talked to, and he advised her the same. Side yard and rear yard for this GR, not C1.
Okay.
May I comment?
Sure.
We were also originally granted a variance under C1 status for a easement on the front setback.
Variance?
Yes, sir. And again, not to be redundant, but we do have a settlement contract that does clearly indicate that the property was zoned C1. I don't know why it was. From the best of my understanding, there was a non-deletion or change on the county computer. The characteristics of the rest of the road are also commercial facilities of the same type, some of which are even closer to the road setback.
This was 2 years ago.
Pardon me, sir?
Yeah, was this 2 years ago? The application said you acquired the property in October of 2004?
Yes, that's correct.
At that time, you thought it was commercial?
That's how it was sold to us, that's correct.
And not until just recently, when this application came up, you found out it was GR?
That is correct, much to our amazement and surprise, any way you want to.
The setbacks on the commercial side, did he meet the setbacks on the commercial?
No.
Is a greater variance required?
He didn't even meet the setbacks from the first variance. But because he didn't meet that, everything was caught because the original application had C1. Didn't question it, but come to find out when I start researching a little more, the map says C1. It shows right on the map. It's GR. It says GR. And in my understanding, we talked to Mr. Lang that it was, I guess, the previous, whoever owned it prior to, had to change the zone at some time ago and changed it to GR.
May I comment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is correct. The entire block is zone commercial, C1. The owner had that, to the best of my knowledge, up until this, I learned about this. The owner had those two particular lots changed to residential because he put two trailers on there and removed the trailers and sold them as C1. And we are going to attempt to get conditional use on both of the.
Have you applied for that?
Yes, we have. Okay. We have not heard back on a date. We call a lot and attempt to get that date, but we have not got that.
Okay.
And obviously, the problem is financially taxing.
Sure. In the event that it's the conditional use is not granted, then the building has to be removed?
If you...
You could always live in it, I guess.
You could change, yeah, they have done.
Again, the building is specifically designed for EPA registered product storage and a staging area and so forth for our corporation.
Okay.
And obviously we're trying to avoid legal
application.
Well, and then again, if it's not granted, then he would need the variances as applied for.
Well, he's still going to need the variance.
Right, but he would need a greater variance if it's not changed to a conditional use.
No, conditional use is...
Oh, it doesn't change.
No,
okay,
it doesn't
change zoning. Right. Okay, gotcha. With you. Okay.
Okay. All right. Then, being no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the situation makes this application unique. I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Roundabout way, it wasn't created by the applicant. I'll see where all the essential character of the neighborhood. And a minimum to afford relief, I make a motion we approve case number 9,665.
Second that motion. Second. A motion by Mr. Mills and second by Mr. McKee that we approve case number 9,665. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.